views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Bahamar, the Free National Movement, and Printmasters.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. What a beautiful beginning of the week it has been. And for you who have been working hard all week, we're just almost at the finish line. For those who work Monday to Friday, we are already on a terrific Thursday. And so much has transpired in this week. There's a whole lot of excitement in the Golden Isles constituency where I live. And so today we were promised to expect none other than the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate, Mr. Darren Pickstock, who's also sitting as the chairman of the Bahamas Agricultural and Industrial Corporation. I did get a call that he is on his way, and we'll make preparation for his arrival. But other than that, this is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM, right here in your beautiful country, the Bahamas. And we're going to have a great conversation today. I'm supposed to be expecting some other guests. Gabby did call. She did touch base with me. Darwin is off today. I'm not certain as yet if the second guest is coming, but this is a show. We'll see where the river takes us. But I must say to you that I've been watching the activities of the Golden Isles area all week long, and I tell you, the roads feel like butter. You take a hot knife and you put it on the butter and it's just smooth sailing. The roadsides are being cleaned and cleared. There are the people who are, especially in the Adelaide area, who are rejoicing as to that of house renovations and repair and beautification projects taking place. A whole lot of activities are happening in Golden Isles. Now, I know some of y'all may be a bit touched by that, and others may be envious, or some of you may even be upset because it's not happening where you live. But I must confess to you that in the other spaces, you saw me on television, I made mention that I, for one, would demand a by-election. And the reason why I said I needed that by-election is because I figured in my mind that certain improvements will take place. And the improvements are now taking place. And I woke up about 2 days ago and, you know, I try to practice honesty. And I felt like, you know what? I love where I live in Golden Isles. I truly, truly enjoy living in Golden Isles. And it's getting better and better by the day. And so today is going to be an interview day, but I am going to open up the lines at some point in today's program, and we're going to have a discussion, a political discussion, if you so may, about what's transpiring in the country and in the Golden Isles constituency. While Darwin and I were sitting together recently, we were making a conversation about the housing crisis, and we had wanted to continue that conversation with you. And I just want to say to you that I got to a point in that show where I became sensitive, because the common cry, and this is not a PLP effort, I'm a COI point that I'm making. So I just had a good conversation with our producer, Chris Penniman, about the way we are as a people, that number one, we like things our own way, and we don't want a part of what you have for us. We want the whole thing. And if you want to give us a bonus, we want that too. And if you don't give it to us, we're mad with you. And the way we treat each other, whether it's family, friend, church member, sometimes it's just better to be a stranger at times in this country. And we love to blame government, whether that's PLP, FNM, or any other entity. We like to put the blame on someone else without taking fault for ourselves. And so if I may just quickly revisit quickly as to what we were discussing. When we see young people today who are aspiring to become responsible citizens of this country, and they want to have family, they want to have a home, we speak of how difficult it is for such to take place in terms of the cost of living, in terms of minimum wage, in terms of the glass ceiling, in terms of professional career advancement situations. And we quickly say it's the government that I cannot attain a home easily in my own country. And then we put some salt in the wound, and we make mention that people come all the way from Port-au-Prince, Port-au-Pay, Kingston, Montego Bay, other places, Guyana, Georgetown, Guyana. There's some people come from Mexico, the Philippines, and other places. And they have their children with them. And their children go to school like everyone else, public school. And they graduate. And they go off to college. And they come back. And they are the owners of homes and apartments and business opportunities. We have people that come all the way from the Orient or from Asia. And they establish businesses here. And they seem to be doing pretty well because we support them so much. And they always seem to be like Ackland's people. Ackland's people, you know, Ackland's people like two-story building. You know, the business downstairs and the house or the apartments are upstairs. And just like that, these people come here. They got a food store downstairs. And you don't know how many of them live upstairs, eh? But they seem to be expanding and doing well. And I'm not saying that there may be some impediments in your way that slows down the process. Like, for instance, I have a very good friend of mine. I'll call his name today, Action. You may know Action. He's a sports, I guess those water sports people. He was one of the first, or if not the first, water sports man in the country. And I knew that he bought a very expensive jet ski car. And the jet ski car has been in now for maybe 2-3 weeks. He's trying to get it licensed to use for the tourists so he can make a living. And he has spent well over $50,000, maybe $60,000, for this jet ski car. So the jet ski car sits in a garage somewhere until someone in government decides they're going to stamp it, approve it, and allow him to use the jet ski car. And so while he waits to make his money, the investment has already been made. And then there are other Bahamians who have also made other investments into business, and it seems as if those businesses are being held back. While as you open your eyes and you look around, every day you see another business open from the people from the east and the people from the south, and it seems as if only the Bahamian people could just get a break, that we too can have business opportunities like this, that maybe we can revitalize the Bahamian business economy. But until today, we still debate about it. We still conversate about it. Have we found a solution as yet? I don't know. But maybe when Mr. Pixar gets here, he can probably give some light to this, because he does have in his 10-point plan the idea of assisting the small man in business opportunities. And so to preempt the program, I'm going to throw it out there, the numbers, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. For you people out there today who have your copy of the Nassau Guardian, it says, government to destroy more shanty towns. And I see a picture of Mr. Clay Sweeting right here on the front page. And for those of you who have been watching him, he did somehow bring to us the warmth in knowing that these shanty towns can actually be eradicated. And I know my very good friend, who I've had dinner with just a few weeks ago, Branville McCartney, we sat and we smiled and laughed about how possible it is to remove a shanty town, how difficult it was. And I recall that Branville had made mention that I think at the time there were some 30-plus shanty towns in Nassau alone. Now, if you could imagine that in speaking with a housing crisis, imagine 30 shanty towns in New Providence alone. Many of them existed in your neighborhoods, and many of you were not even aware that they even existed. The Bramble said, Garth, you know, in order for me to even know that they were there, I had to go up in a helicopter and take an aerial view. I think back then we didn't really use drones or anything like that. But he said he was astonished to know that all those shanty towns existed. But Mr. Clay Sweeten has seemed to have gone throughout New Providence and removed those shanty towns, and the kickback that we thought we would have incurred did not take place. And we understand now that there are still other shanty towns that are to be demolished. Man accused of killing corrections officer in triple stabbing is another headline that we have here. And we see Zane Lightborn reveals he's now the environment minister. So with the passing of Mr. Vaughn Miller, we see Zane Lightborn is announcing that he's taking the helm as environment minister. And for those of you who are environmentalists, I know for me, I had some environmental concerns, especially in the Adelaide area, since we are in this by-election. We got a whole lot of those, what you call casuarina trees, those invasive trees. I wish to God we can get rid of those things. They are extremely dangerous. And then, you know, we have still the question about the oil spill in Adelaide. We never got a report on that. I don't think we ever had a town meeting on that. I sure would like to know how that affected the area and the well water, because many of us are still afraid to use well water in the Adelaide area. And then we see $22.7 million contract signed for works on Mangrove Key. Now, Mangrove Key is just north of Driggs Hill there in South Andrews. And it seems as if that's where Mr. Lundy, Leon Lundy, is the Member of Parliament. Work is going on there. And so I just will pause a minute as I look at all these activities that are taking place. And I want to just go back in time just a bit, where I did mention that for 3 years, we were all questioning how well a job the governor's doing. You know, they were traveling and going around the world and feeding chimpanzees, and everyone's over there celebrating. We had the royal opposition who was going through their debacle. We had the third parties who were agitating for immigration reform and some other issues that were going on. And I made mention to you all that when you see the fourth year approaching, things are going to start happening, and you have to have your act together. Now we see the act coming together. The question is for you today, here on Guardian Radio today, is how long will this act last? Is this a one-year act until the general election, or do you need a second term in order to prolong all that is happening, or do you allow a new entity to come in for stop, review, and cancel, and then try to figure out what could we do next? This is where we are right now, folks, in Nassau, Bahamas. This is your country. And the truth be told is, what is it that you really want? When I had to be faced with the question in Golden Isles, and people are still trying to figure out who I am, I had to figure out, do I accept the work now being done, or do I allow the hope of work to be done? Do I celebrate now that something is being done, or do I become angry, upset that, you know what, it's only being done now because it's a by-election, and I just want change, so I'm going to hope that if I vote against the people who are now doing the work, that I hope that the people coming in will do the work. This is what Golden Isles now has to face. And right now, as we speak, the work is being done. And so this is the type of conversation we want to have with our guest today. Our producer has stepped away from the booth to go and welcome the guests to the booth. And I'm looking forward to our conversation with you today. I think it's going to be a great conversation. I don't know if he's going to be here for 15 minutes, half an hour. I have no idea of his schedule today. But I did ask him to come on in. Let's meet him. Many of you don't know him personally. You may know the organization that he represents. And so I feel it was only fitting that we get to find out who the gentleman is running in the Golden Isle seat and how is the mechanism of this by-election working. He is the CEO of the situation. He is the man in charge. And we're going to go ahead and just have that conversation as he steps into the studio today. This is Garth Minard Roseboro, 96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. It's your day, always, with Guardian Radio. You'll be right back.
Step inside the John Baptiste Jazz Club at Bahamar, where the rhythm of the islands of the Bahamas meets the soul of New Orleans. Every night, the lights dim, the music swells, and the air fills with that unmistakable energy, the kind that makes you close your eyes and just feel. Savor signature cocktails, curated small plates, and live performances from world-class musicians, all in an intimate, artfully designed space where every seat has a story. Whether it's a romantic night out or a spontaneous evening with friends, this is where you want to be. The John Baptiste Jazz Club, only at Bahamar. Reserve your table now at bahamar.com/jazzclub or through the Bahamar app, because every evening plays its own tune.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always has said that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around and run your mouth. Check yourself, don't misbehave.
Watch that! Come on! Sting! Oh, you ain't know what I say. Come on! Back again! Yes!
Wife and husband start to row, as many does do. Husband say, woman, where my food? Wife say, who you talking to? Husband start to raise his hand, but he wife ain't move. Husband say, get out of my way. Wife say, hey, you don't know me, eh? Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around and run your mouth. Check yourself, don't misbehave. Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around me, clip your wing.
Boy, y'all don't know me, eh? But listen to me. I had every intention today to come in here bigoty. I kid you not, because, you know, I had a lot of things going through my mind. I told Chris Penniman, I said, you know, Chris, 2 days ago, a friend of mine came back from fishing. lives in Golden Gate. He's not going to call his name. This man brought in 10 coolers of red snapper and yellow tails, $15,000 worth of fish in 2 days. And I got my boat sitting in front of my yard talking to you people. You always make me mad, you know. But I love you all anyhow. I don't mind losing $15,000 for you. But when they come on this mic, don't be giving me no headache, man. I given up all kind of money sitting here for you, just so we could talk. So when y'all think Roseboro don't love you, think about that, eh? I'm losing money talking to you. Now, if you keep on pushing them buttons again, fishing, I keep telling you all that. I keep telling you all that. Money is important. But guess what? I feel a little better now because, boy, I tell you, you look good.
Thank you.
You look good. You always had that smile. I tell you, I meet you one time, you got that smile, that million-dollar smile.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sitting with none other than Darren Pickstock, who's now the chairman of BAIC, as yes. I understood it, a place where I used to work. And I used to be the senior consultant there. And he's now vying for the Member of Parliament's vacant position in the Golden Isles constituency. Now, I live in Golden Isles, so y'all got to understand now. I got a little goosebumps because I see some things happening in Golden Isles. I ain't going to lie to you. See, y'all then say, oh, this PLP man talking. Give the man a chance.
Yes.
Because just give the man a chance. That's all I ask you to do today because I see some things going on.
Yes.
I see the roads being paved. Mm-hmm. I see houses being renovated. I see smiles on people's faces. I've heard people say, you know what? We got to give the man a chance. I figured I would be honored to have him here in this space, even if you yourself wanted to call in and ask a question or two if he's available. Give the man a chance to tell us who he is, because I need to know. I live in Golden Isles. I see the phone already lit up, but give me 2 minutes. I got to let this man talk. I have with me Darren Pickstock. He ain't got no funny name like mine, Roseboro or Roseboro or no. Roseborg. The man's name is Darren Pickstock. Darren Pickstock.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you again.
It is good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule. They called me to say that you were in a meeting just a while ago.
Yes.
And you broke the meeting to come here. And, you know, this is the type of representation we need. People who are going to be people of their word. You may be just a little bit late, but we need to see you right on time, which is similar, brother.
Responsive.
Okay, man. So how's things going at BAIC for you?
Well, things are going fine at BAIC where, you know, farmers are happy.
They're happy?
Yeah.
But how long have you been there?
Well, I've been there now for the past 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
And what have you seen in terms of the challenges of BAIC or overcoming challenges? Because it seems to me right now, looking in the Golden Isles, that boy, you work fast.
Yes. That's the name of the game. People want impact. People want results.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't want the bureaucracy of government. We've been complaining about that for too long.
Oh, the bureaucracy of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to cut through it, cut through the red tape, cut through everything to get people results.
Well, it's a system as we know it. So how have you been so successful in doing that? Because I'm telling you, man, listen, when I first saw you all take that road by Gladstone Road, heading towards Lazaretta Bend,
mm-hmm.
and I drove on that road, you should see your boy smiling.
Yes.
I smiled like I had a new girlfriend or new wife. I was like, Jesus Lord, just the road feel good? Because, you know, okay, folks, let me go back. When you work in Nassau and you live out in Adelaide,
mm-hmm.
that's a long drive.
Yes, it is.
Understand when you leave from Nassau East to go to the airport and you go in Carmichael Road, that's a long drive.
Yes,
so imagine driving on that road with all those potholes, especially on Lazaretta Bend.
Yes, that's correct.
Man, that thing wakes you so hard when you get home or when you get to the airport, wherever you're going, you're tired. And so you have been able to, become a stimulus, as it were, to get this work going, or is this something that was already scheduled to happen?
Well, people want advocacy. So the government has a national program where they're not only paving Golden Isles, the constituency, the roads in the constituency, but they are paving roads throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas.
I saw that.
Yeah. And so
Golden Gates.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw it right there by Ross Davis Church. That road, ooh, that's another smooth one.
That's right. Exuma, Eleuthera, Freeport, Grand Bahama, you name it, the government is paving roads because that's what governments do. That's what people expect. Now, obviously, me as the candidate mm-hmm. for the Golden Isles constituency advocate for the government to do things. And that's what members of parliament do,
mm-hmm.
right? That is their job, to advocate on behalf of their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I will do. And that is what I've always done. I'm an advocate. I'm a trained attorney. I've been practicing for the past 19 years. All I do is advocate.
What?
That's right.
You that old?
Yeah. All I do is advocate. I mean, don't let this young face fool you.
Now you know me. People say, boy, you're a little trapsy. I wonder what this person calling my phone for. Caller, what you want to talk about? What does caller call me for? Caller, go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
Great show, usual God. You guess how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Wait a minute, boy. You know what I call the complaint about. The only thing I want fixed is the water.
The water well. Water well.
You know, God, the people when you go into West Coralaba roundabouts, right, going through that entrance, I think we soon have web feet like fish.
Oh, you're talking about by budget?
Oh, yep. It's actually three sets of water you have to go through, going through the one is the Atlantic Ocean.
Darren laughing, but I know he know it ain't funny, but he laughing because he knows it's true.
Yes, I do know it's true.
The Pacific Ocean, right? You know how much people lose they pass on the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
I almost see someone almost lose their girl because what happened is the car going in there, then the car forced to flood out, then a guy with a truck had to end up assisting the guy, girl, out there into his truck. Now the guy who passed in the boyfriend wondering why the girl comes in the mantra.
So
did you call us just now?
But okay, well, I appreciate you, my brother. I can let Darren speak to that in a minute. Thank you. I did hear the complaints. So I mean, I'm getting texts from people from all throughout Golden Isles as if I was a representative, right?
Right.
And they're saying, okay, God, we got the flooding there by budget. Then they have right by what they call the pond right there, mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes. A lot of mosquitoes in that area there. And I know Zane Lightburn just assumed the environment ministerial responsibility. So you spoke with advocacy.
Yes.
Is this a person you can also speak with to assist us with the mosquitoes in the Golden Isles constituency? Because, you know, we got a lot of mosquitoes, you know, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
So let me take it from the top.
Go ahead.
So the caller spoke about the Coral Harbor Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope every resident of Coral Harbor will be out tonight at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
At the base, at the Royal Defense Force Base, Royal Bahamas Defense Force Base, where we're going to have a town meeting to address the road in Coral Harbor. And so we can explain to residents what will transpire over the next few weeks as it relates to the Coral Harbor Road and the flooding on Coral Harbor, Coral Harbor Road.
Darren, you spin my head just now. How we get to the Defense Force Base? You that strong? You could get us in the Defense Force Base for a meeting?
For a town meeting. We normally hold town hall meetings there, and they will facilitate that. The base will facilitate that. And so I am inviting all residents of Coral Harbor that's concerned about the flooding in Coral Harbor,
mm-hmm.
particularly on the Coral Harbor Road, to be out tonight at 6 p.m. so that we can explain through the ministry, when I say we, the government, through the Ministry of Works and Family Island Affairs, the Honorable Clay Sweeting, can explain how we are addressing the roads and the flooding issue in Coral Harbor. So that's going to be a design-built road, right, that addresses the road and the flooding. And so I invite every resident, every concerned resident of Coral Harbor to be out so you can know exactly what will happen and transpire over the next few weeks as it relates to that road.
So tonight at 6 p.m., Royal Bahamas Defense Force Base.
Yes.
So how do we do that? We go to the gate?
Just come to the gate. You come to the town.
Bring
your
driver's license?
No. Just bring a form of identification, of course.
Yes.
And you come there and you listen to what is going to happen on that road, how we're going to remediate and fix the issue.
Boy, listen, I'm a man of words, right? And I'm sitting here like, boy, there's plenty of things happening in Golden Isles. I mean, everything just happening.
Yes.
Call on the line. This is the man of action here, Darren Pickstock, Progressive Liberal Party's candidate in the by-election. What you got?
Ain't telling me, God. I know that.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Pickstock.
Yes, sir.
I'm spoiling you from using the host system. I mean, in the Senate.
Thank you, sir.
And I watch how you scare on in there. So, ain't nothing new what you're doing in our constituency. I live right through Lazaretta Road.
Yes, sir.
But I miss you.
Yes, sir.
And then I trying to call, the office, but the phone keep just ringing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't calling just when you came.
Uh-huh.
From born die.
Uh-huh.
I was calling the office, and the phone just ringing.
Well, take my number.
Okay, you got your phone open? You want to take this number quickly?
Yeah, go on.
821-74-25. Yes.
821.
Mm-hmm.
74.
Mm-hmm.
25.
That's correct.
Now, people has answered that phone, or that's from the mother phones?
No, man. People has answered that.
They can answer that?
But Mr. Pistock.
Yes, sir.
I need to talk to you in person.
You got my number.
I is 101 General. Warren Miller?
Yes, sir.
I is one of his general.
Yes, sir.
So I need to talk to you, because they tell me you've been up by us, by all things.
Yeah, I went up there. Right. I toured the camp.
And they said that they was looking for me to talk to you, but I was to work.
Okay.
I is the spiritual advisor up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so...
But
I'll call you. I'll call you probably after...
Yeah, you got his number.
Call meeting thing.
Yeah, call him, because... You didn't come on my show talking big and bad. You didn't talk, but you didn't know Pickstock. You ain't need me to talk to Pickstock, but you need me to get his phone number, right? And now you're a general. I wonder what kind of general you are. Is he a party general or area general? I wonder if he's a general. Next call on the line.
He's a general for the area.
Okay. Next call on the line.
Good afternoon, Carl.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. How are you? I just here having a light conversation with the candidate for Golden Isles, Mr. Darren Pickstock, today.
It's amazing how these people could come on radio now talking about meeting tonight, all because they know the FNM meeting is tonight, 6 o'clock. I now to get the constituency to come on the base. We need to stop from playing with the mind and the emotion of these people in this country, God.
Okay.
I mean, you could see the politics are the highest.
Okay, so.
Reality is, and you may not want to accept this. Mr. Pickstock may not want to accept this, but nothing was going on in Golden Isles constituency for 4 consecutive years. All of a sudden, everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamian people will not be brainwashed by the method and the optics which you are putting on at this particular time.
So let me take out party politics out of what you're saying. Let me take out biasness out of what you're saying. I heard you say that for the last 4 years, nothing has been going on. You didn't mention what happened the previous 4 years, but I'll give you that if that's where you want to remain. I respect you for that. But something is now happening. And so now's the time for offense, a time to feel as if someone is trying to trick you. There's no appreciation for what is now being done. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you don't appreciate it.
And God, you need God. Please stop this.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Now hold on. See, now you're going sideways. Take it easy. Listen to me again. I live in Golden Isles. Could you appreciate smooth roads?
God, I have nothing to do with.
I'm not talking politically now. I'm talking you, a citizen who lives in Golden Isles. Could you appreciate a smooth road? I don't think you want to have an honest conversation. Next call on the line. Go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
God.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Mr. Pickstock.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Get your suit ready, man.
Thank you so much, sir.
All you have to do, don't let the people down.
No.
Just be straight up with them. If you can't do something, that's what the people want here, but I can't do it, but I'll try.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that the people are going to give you a chance.
Yes, sir.
So all you have to do, by God's grace, be encouraged, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate
very much,
your call. You know, sorry, caller. I just hung you up accidentally. You can call me back. Any other caller, just hold the line for me a minute. Let me tell you all what my issue is in this country. Brian Brown, the FNM candidate, is my cousin, blood cousin, Betsy Bay Meguana. Brian Rowe goes fishing on my boat. I have a Mako 25-foot boat. That's what we fish on for Red Snapper. That's the COI gentleman. I told you I met Mr. Darren Pickstock one time before this, Potoski Dock, doing the Bahamian thing, enjoying his salad. I told y'all that this is a by-election. The caller before almost wanted to make it seem as if something bias is about to take place. So let me put you in your place. This is why I hung up on you. Brian Brown has sat on my show with Senator Reuben Ramming, Senator Darren Henfield on Sundays on Remark. So every Sunday, 5 to 6:30, didn't pay a dollar. Brian Brown was invited by me to come on this show, but ended up on another host show and didn't come on his cousin's show. Okay? I just want to put that out there for you to let you know, don't play with me. Not today. I ain't in the mood. I told you, Akeem, I ain't in the mood for that today. I gave opportunity. Okay? Brian Roll has not come back to me to say he wanted to appear anywhere. We have the decency of someone who is putting an effort in to explain to you who he is, why he is going to contest the area of Golden Isles, what he is able to do with the assistance of his party for the people of Golden Isles, and you want to make it look political that you are now benefiting with smooth roads, parks, people's houses being renovated. Okay, so it's optics. Question, is it being done? If the answer is yes, good. Should we give thanks and praise to the Almighty God for it? Of course we should. Is it a reason to rejoice? I am rejoicing. What's your problem? You still can go in the box and vote whatever you want to vote. But to come in here and say you're not appreciative of blessings that are coming your way, you're ungrateful, man, to the Almighty God. I tell you that. Yeah. Next call on the line. Sorry, but I missed the pick.
No. Let me say this. I mean, I'm a new breed politician, right? I'm younger than all of the candidates that are running.
Okay.
I understand why people think the way the caller is thinking, right? Because for years, Garth, work always seemed to be done around an election time. You know, these things are done sometimes, and that's been the pattern in this country. And that's been the pattern of this country. And people are right sometimes to call it out, right?
Okay.
And so we don't have any problem with that. But what is happening in Golden Isles right now isn't just something that came out of the sky.
Okay.
What is happening in Golden Isles now is part of a national program that the government has. And they announced it already. So this isn't anything new, is what I'm simply trying to say. And so I understand people's thinking when they see elections or by-elections and they see things happening all of a sudden. Oh, the government is doing this because there's an election or by-election coming on. That is not the case here. Real work is being done, and you can see it on the ground. And I and the government intend to keep work going even after November 24th.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And secondly, the caller is saying that, why are we putting on a town hall?
At six. The same time Brian Brown is having one at six. Why is that?
Well, I mean, there are many events going on in this country. Not only, this is a town hall meeting where people, concerned residents, right? Their town hall covers many other areas of southwestern New Providence. And so it's not only Golden Isles. There are a number of people speaking. And so there's no issue. There's room for everyone. There's room for all kind of events in this country. This rally that they're having is not the only thing happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And people are concerned, and people have been concerned about this Coral Harbor Road for years. Under successive administrations, we are here so that people can understand what is going to happen on the Coral Harbor Road and the surrounding areas of Coral Harbor where there's flooding. And we are going to do that tonight at 6 o'clock. And I invite all concerned residents out to express their concerns. Even if you're not from Coral Harbor, even if you're from the Golden Isles area, you are invited there. I would like to meet you. I would like to hear some more concerns from you, and let's work together to address them.
Tonight at the Defense Force Base at 6 p.m., they're having that meeting. Darren Pixock has entered into the studio to invite you to that particular meeting. I've not gotten any other announcement from any other candidate about a meeting, but that caller did inform me that there is another meeting. I don't know anything about that meeting as yet, but like I said, I've not been informed of that. What I would say to you, Mrs. Pixock, is this. I like the word honesty. Yes. I really do. And that is one of my frequent callers who I respect. I appreciate him personally. But when it comes to politics, we tend to go our separate ways. And the reason why we do that is because most people have their own biases.
Yes.
The one thing I want them to understand today is that in politics, it's a competition. Don't try to smooth that over with Garth Roseboro. You ain't going to do that to me today. That's what you're trying to tell me. This ain't no competition. And only because they got the place, they stronger than us. Well, guess what? It was David and Goliath, eh? And Goliath was looking real good, right? So if you use David, go out there with your sling, just don't miss Goliath. Because if you miss Goliath, you can chop your head off. That's as simple as that. This is a competition. Mm-hmm. You're the best man or the best woman, win. You got two other independent candidates. April is right there, 302-2300. Call her. Tell you want to sit in here and tell us who you is.
Absolutely.
Because Darren said, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is, eh?
Yep.
And so now we're getting to find out who he is. And he's saying that there's a national program throughout the entire country. And I spoke to one Mr. John Nixon.
Yes.
And he said he just flew in from Eleuthera. He just came in from Inagua.
Yes.
He just came in from Iguana.
Yes.
He just came in from Acklands. They're going over to Abaco.
Yes.
And they're building homes. They're smoothing over roads. It's not just Golden Isles. But if you feel as if some manipulation is taking place, some optics is taking place because of your biasness, or because you feel as if you're smart and that these people are only playing tricks on you, there is a democratic process called an election date. You just be there and vote according to your own mind. But to throw insult at other people to say, you know what, y'all want to be biased. Y'all know they're trying to trick us. I know what game you're running. Where the hell are you going with that? Where the hell are you going? Anyway, next caller. Go ahead. Hey, my brother.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Pray for me. It's Thursday.
Right away. Honor it.
Praise
and
God.
It's done. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Incoming
member of Parliament for Golden Isles.
Yes, sir.
TikTok. How are you, sir?
I'm in tip-top shape. How about yourself?
I am in tip-top shape. God.
Hey.
Let me say thank you very much, sir, for inviting the next member of Parliament for Golden Isles.
Oh, he invited himself. He went through the process of being here, my friend.
And so I'm very happy to see that you have opened your doors
to all parties. Yes.
To all parties.
Yes.
To make that representation.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let me say this to you. Can you hear me clearly?
Very clearly.
Because I want to make sure that call in particular.
Go quickly, though. My phone's lit up because got some people who want to cuss me and some who want to blast me.
No problem.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was at a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And at that meeting, a $23 million contract was executed by the government of the Bahamas for road works in Mangrove Key. Mangrove Key is not getting left behind. Infrastructural road works, as well as water and sewage infrastructural works, are going to be taking place. So Bahamian contractors, young Bahamian contractors, are going to be made millionaires as a result of this Davis administration expanding its infrastructural road works throughout the entire country, guys.
So it's a national program.
It's a national program, guys. Listen
okay.
Up.
But you know, Darren got plenty of people on the line now, Antoine. I got to go.
Minister Clay, I get in right now. Minister Clay Sweeney, Minister of Public Works and Family Island Affairs, has made it clear that under the previous F&M administration, the entire road network throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has collapsed. It has failed. As a result, this Davis administration has had to, is forced now to take taxpayer money that should have been spent in other areas to repair, to maintain, and to restore the national road network throughout the entire
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Antoine. I really got to go. I appreciate what you got to say. Next caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Garth Roseboro.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Brad? Talk to me.
And I am great, man, to your guests and to the Bahamian Nation.
You sound good so
Mr.
far.
Listen, I don't know why our people are so disingenuous, because I could tell you, the PLP, from they came in power, they have been working and doing work in different constituencies. I myself have done a number of jobs in Golden Gates, in Carmichael, and Marshall Road. I mean, the government is all over the place looking at these projects and doing this work.
So, Mr. Brad, here's your...
They're so disingenuous.
But, Bradley, you can't blame them.
Because nothing is being done in Golden Isles, which started under Juan Miller, to be honest with you, that work started under Juan Miller, you know. But because Juan Miller passed and Mr. Pickstock is now continuing it, These people are crying about it, and I don't understand it. But I can tell you one thing for sure. The people who are crying are not from Golden Isles.
Well, I want...
They're from some other isles, but they ain't from Golden Isles.
Well, B, what I want you to do, and I thank you for your call, is do a better job in that PR. If you're doing these things, the main people just nosy like that. We need to know. We just want to know. Next caller on the line, go ahead, caller, for Darren Pickstock.
Hello, I'm God.
Hey.
I'm to Mr. Pickstock.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Mr. Pickstock.
Yes, sir.
I have some 28 acres of land in Crooked Island, you and BAIC.
Call BAIC for my brother. I can't let him get tied up in that right now. I appreciate you, though.
Mr. Pickstock, it's for farming.
Yeah, but hit him up at BAIC.
Call BAIC it. And speak to Troy Sampson.
Y'all got to stay focused, man. Next call on the line. Let's go. Call on the line. Hello. Next call on the line.
God was
wrong. Hey, Mr. Doctor. Hey, boy, all y'all calling in today, you don't live down there.
Listen to me.
You don't live down there.
Did you get that tree in the front of your place organizing up in Golden Isles?
My 2-3 cut?
Yeah.
Well, no, they said they come in. I ain't seen them yet, but they cleared on the property on the side.
Right there with you. But listen to me. The gentleman was talking about the F&M having an event tonight and the PLB having an event. The F&M could have an event right across the road from me and I'll pass that street.
Okay. You're being rude today. I can let you go because I know how you go, but I appreciate you. You know you was my Bamboo Town man, but I got to let you go. You can't dismay F&M people like that now, but you're right. It's a competition. Who's stopping him from being across the road from you when you're having your meeting? This is what it is. It's democracy. Yeah. But people feel like everybody got to do things their way. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Next call on the line. Call on the line. Tell me something good.
Hello.
Now. I want someone to tell me something good. How you doing there?
I'm fine. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, praise
this
God.
It's my concern, Snotty.
Okay.
I don't care if it's PLC, F&M, or COI.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost so much tires with the portals and the roof.
Praise God for this woman.
Do I have to wait until Glennis die for them to come to Anglesey? Do I have to wait until Fred die for them to come to Fox Hill? Fixing the road is the government responsibility.
100%.
Not if you catch a flat tire in the U.S., the government fixed that tire for you. The toll-free number there is there. These jokers, you have to tell them fixing the road here for me and you, that's their government duty.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you as a caller. First time calling, you're talking some good sense. I love that. Next caller on the line. Let's go. Next caller. Turn your radio down. Next call on the line.
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Well, I'm on?
I mean, you ain't off. You with me. Go ahead.
a pleasant good evening. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God, amen?
You's a good Catholic or Anglican? Which you is?
What if I what?
You's a good Catholic or Anglican?
I is a good God, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a good God. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, a pleasant good evening to the Bridgewaters. I called specifically, I'm a blind fella. And I sit here and I listen to Guardian Radio a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Guardian Radio, to me, is always a little bit prejudiced against the PLP, to me, right? And I called Mr. God, that's God who is the talk show host?
Yeah, that's us. We ain't trying to rock. We trying to rock the same God.
No.
Okay, just God then.
God, I listen to you and you bring a level of
I try.
Maturity to this Guardian Radio, right?
Well, I'm going to diss colleagues, but I try.
And I'm hearing, this is God I'm speaking to?
Yes.
Okay, sir, I'm privileged to speak with you, sir. And I understand that you say you're from Meguana?
Betsy Bay Meguana, my mother's birthplace.
Oh, man, my navel string was buried.
Praise be to God.
I'm in Pines Well. I can walk where your settlement is.
Groupers all day.
Yes, sir, you're honest people.
Well, listen, but we got to talk about Darren Pickstock today, the man paying any money to come meet you people on this show. I love you, cousin. And listen, we got to take a break. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. The next voice you're going to hear when you come back from this break is going to be that of Darren Pickstock. I know it's on the hour, but I got to try holding for 10 more minutes if I could, like how Jacob hold the ankle of the angel. I might get hurt, but I know Golden Isles can get healed. We'll be right back after the news.
Oh, yes.
you don't know me yet.
Boy, you don't know me yet. You don't know who I is. Fool around and when you're out, check yourself, don't misbehave. Oh, you don't know me yet. You don't know who I is. Fool around, we clip your wing. Boy, you're messing with...
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around and run your mouth. Check yourself, don't miss me here. Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is.
Hey, listen. I'm really trying hard not to say what I just said a while ago. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. Garth Maynard Roseborough sitting with none other than Darren Pickstock, the candidate for the Golden Isles constituency. And every man has a right to vote as he is persuaded. But this I will say to you, as I wanted to also meet Darren Pickstock myself as a resident of Golden Isles, the one thing I will say to you without any ounce of a lie in it is that everything I've heard people speak to the representatives for your organization about, they are being addressed.
Yes.
If you come into Adelaide, say only talking for Adelaide, you come into Adelaide, you come by the park, you go by the Anglican Church, and next door, look at the house that they're building right there for those people. Those people got about 5 or 6 children, single mother. And Mr. Nixon is there, Dr. Danny Johnson is there, and they're not just there for 5 minutes and getting the work done. I watch these men stand out there for 5-6 hours on end to ensure the job is done properly. So yes, to me, that showed some form of care.
Yes.
If you go further down opposite the clinic, I ain't calling the people's names, but the gentleman there said to let you know, Mr. Pickstock, he wants to thank you all profusely.
Yes.
Because you all are changing the whole roof.
Yes.
And you all are adding a room onto the house, and they are very, very appreciative.
Yes.
And so I saw you 2 doors down from my house.
That's correct.
And I saw you all were also adding a piece onto that house down the street. Mm-hmm. So these people were making requests. And as long as the resources are available,
yes,
I've seen that y'all are making these miracles happen.
Yes.
Now, if you say this is an election ploy or optic, I hear you, that you have a right to say so. But this I will say to you, those people are going to be better off today than they were yesterday. Yes. And we have to give thanks for that. Go ahead, Mr. Pickstock.
And these are people, don't forget now, the government of the Bahamas, through urban renewal,
mm-hmm,
right? This is what their function is. They help with small home repairs.
Oh, y'all are doing that?
Yes.
I tried to get a report on that already, you know, but they told me just hold on a little while longer. They wanted to give me a complete report of, yes, all of the work they're doing throughout the country. And so I was asked to hold off by Minister Keith Bell. Just hold, yes, off a little while longer. But if you're going to give us some insight to that, go right on ahead, sir.
No, but what I'm saying is this isn't just a sort of some pie in the sky. The government created these agencies for the very thing that is being done right now. So they are carrying out their mandate.
Mm-hmm.
The Urban Renewal Department under the Honorable Keith Bell, it's carrying out its mandate.
So you are able to pull in all these agencies and make these miracles happen now in Golden Isles?
Absolutely, but this is what representation is about.
That's what it should be.
Yes, this is what representation should be about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being able to pull your colleagues and say that, look, this is what I need in my respective constituency, right? This is what government do.
Well, there's 2 things I want in Golden Isles. I want them to fix that ramp from a boat. That's for everybody in the village and Coral Harbor, mm-hmm, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that sidewalk for the children from the school, go down to the corner so they don't have to walk in the middle of the road and just go ahead and risk their lives. Those are 2 things that I mentioned.
You know,
the selfish things of me, I only want my 2 cars in a tree cut down. But you see, everybody got something they want. But at the same time, you can imagine how many people also have desires. And I'm only seeing smiling faces so far. So I can only imagine the requests that are coming in. But the one thing I could say to you all paved roads, yeah, lead to Golden Isles.
Absolutely. And listen, let me say this. You just mentioned just a few things, but we are doing so much more in the Adelaide community.
I love it, man.
Right?
It feels good.
Yes, because you know what? This is what governments do. This is what real representation is about. And I am able to bring that advocacy to the people of Golden Isles, the people of Golden Isles constituency, because I'm advocating on their behalf. Okay?
Mm.
And this is what we do. Right? And so I'm always excited. You know, when we started this, you know, there was some frustration, God.
Mm-hmm.
But those frustrations have turned around because people understand that they have a lion in their corner, right? They have a real, real fighter in their corner. I don't back down.
No?
No. I am a doer.
You mean that smile you be giving me, no. But you that dangerous?
Yes, I do not.
You're tenacious?
Back down. Yes, I am a lion. I don't, I will see it through.
Well,
to the end.
I appreciate the consistency so far. I appreciate the strength that you're bringing to the Golden Isles constituency. I must say to anyone who questions this, take the time this evening, maybe around 7 o'clock, take a ride down to Golden Isles. Our constituency starts where? From Detention Center Road?
From the Detention Center Road.
All the way to Adelaide, eh?
All the way to Adelaide.
And you will enjoy one of the smoothest rides in your life, man.
Absolutely.
Darren Pickstock is the candidate. Your headquarters is located where?
Our headquarters is located on Bacardi Road, just as across from the Bat. Everybody knows where the Bat is in that park. Our headquarters is right across the road.
So you love Golden Isles?
I love Golden Isles.
You love it? You sure?
You ain't faking this thing? No. But I grew up on Cowpen Road with my Auntie Patsy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
You one of us?
So this is long before homes were all in Golden Isles.
Okay.
We grew up behind there. Right?
All right. So you're a Golden Isles boy.
This is my place.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to tell the people these things so we can know.
That's why I'm on your show. I'm letting them know.
And so tonight, tell us about tonight again before you go.
At 6 o'clock. At the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Base, we're going to have a town meeting to discuss what is going to be happening and how we're going to be remediating the road, the Coral Harbor Road, and some of the other roads in that area.
Okay.
To alleviate some of the flooding.
So those people coming straight from work, any refreshments?
Yes, refreshments will be served.
You sound like a gentleman already.
Oh, yes.
Folks, this is Darren Pickstock. Give us some parting words then. Yeah.
What I want voters to remember about me, I want them to remember that I showed up, God.
Okay.
I want them to remember that I listened to them and that I worked. I'm not asking for blind trust because I understand that trust comes through consistency, God.
Okay.
And so I'm not asking for blind trust. What I'm asking for is one chance, God.
An opportunity. To prove yourself.
To prove myself and to prove that progress can be steady.
Well, I know the opportunity today, you came in, you proved to be here. I appreciate you being here on Guardian Radio 96.9. And y'all get out of your head about Guardian is FM station. I hear, man. It's a fair station. As long as I sit in here, we can be fair. PLB, bring your money, FNM, bring your money, COI and DNI and all the rest of your I, Rastafari, all of y'all coming here, man. I sitting here waiting on you.
You'll take it all.
But Darren Pickstock, you led the way. You're the first one in the door.
Yes.
Coming to see me.
Yes. But God, I'm going to leave my 10-point plan with you.
Oh, yeah, I read it last night.
You read it?
Oh, yeah.
And I want everyone to look at this because the way this plan was developed is by a focus group and us going door to door and listening to the people of Golden Isles.
And this is what I can do. I can challenge the others to bring me their plan.
Yes.
And I can compare your plan to their plan. I can do a whole show on that. How about that?
I agree.
Listen, I'm a fair man.
Listen,
that's unfair. And if they don't bring me no plan, guess what? That's the only plan I got.
Well, they ain't have no plan.
But we can find out soon.
Okay. They ain't have no plan.
But we are open and available. We are thankful to Senator. You still Senator or you gave that up already?
No, I resigned.
Oh, you resigned already?
Yes, sir.
And you now assigned?
Yes.
Resigned to be assigned?
That's absolutely.
Well, hey, God be with you, my brother. It's good to be a Bahamian. And I think democracy is a great thing when anyone can vie for an open seat. I think that's a great thing. And you volunteered to go in there. It's not an easy road.
No.
I don't want one thing. You go in and then it's easy.
No.
I can imagine the complaints you're hearing.
Yes.
You got hungry families, broken families. Families facing funeral arrangements and so forth need to get the roof fixed. I can imagine.
Yeah,
but you're still standing, and you're still standing strong.
And I'm prepared for this.
I appreciate you, my brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a great day, my friend.
Yes.
And hey, man, stay in touch.
Yes.
Let's do this again.
All right. You take care.
All right.
Thank you, Bahamas.
Who you talking to? Husbands are too raising hand. Buddy, wife, ain't more. Husband say, get out of my way. Wife say, hey, you don't know me, eh? Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around and run your mouth. Check yourself, don't misbehave. Boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around, we flip your wing. Boy, you're messing with the sting. Oh,
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Janae's Chesapeake Road Christmas Wonderland is open. Get up to 40%, yes, 40% off decorations this season. Christmas trees in a variety of sizes and colors, and decorated by choosing from the largest variety of Christmas decorations in town. Musical LEDs and laser lights, ornaments, lighted angels and Santas, garlands, wreaths, tree skirts, stockings, and lots and lots more. Oh, the array of flowers and picks choices. Don't forget the toys, they're 40% off. Up to 40% off things Christmas at Janae's. Restrictions apply. Check out some selections online at www.janaes.com.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, 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 dropping it.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This time around, me girl is Brian Brown. This time around, me girl is Brian Brown. This baby, he got so much to give. Educational program, young people and the kids. You ain't gotta be no whiz. Brian handle his business, all kind of things in these. Hey!
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own.
All right, you funky people right here in Nassau, Bahamas. This is Othman Art Roseborough, 96.9 FM. We just had an interview with Darren Pixel, just trying to get a little insight as to who he is and what he's all about. You just heard an ad from Brian Brown, the F&M candidate. I'm still waiting for my cousin to come in here and have a word with me, but I don't know if he's coming as yet, but that is my cousin. And then Brian Roll, you're my fishing buddy. You got to come. See, y'all try and make me look like I bias, but y'all bias against me. Y'all ain't reached here yet. Y'all won't come late and then won't say God bias or God unfair. You know the door is open. I'm right here at the Guardian newspaper building upstairs, Nassau Guardian 96.9 Radio. And I'll be more than happy to sit with you. Let's have a conversation. Let the people get to know you, what you're all about. But listen, man, great things happen right here with Gosman Art Rose, where I want you to believe that this is the world's greatest salesman. Me, I'm the world's greatest salesman, and I will sell ice. Ice to the moon. You know, the moon don't need no more ice, eh? It's cold up there, right? But I got ice for the moon and all. That's how bad it is. I ain't want no Eskimo. I want to go to the moon. The first behemoth to go to the moon and sell ice. That's what I want to be, you know? But listen, man, there's a deal you've been waiting for. It's here. 2 days only, this Thursday and Friday. BTC is turning up the heat. Sign up for the $64.99 postpaid plan at BTC Mall or Southwest Plaza and score the all-new iPhone 16. What does this matter? I got 256 gigs, all of that. And it's only $599? $599. It's just $599. That's $100 off the regular price. But you've got to move fast. And when Friday is gone, this deal goes with it. So what are you waiting for? Run to BTC Mall or Southwest Plaza and grab your new iPhone 16 today.
Boy, I could even use an i14 or something. Or 13, they got them type of phones. I don't even know. I never had an iPhone in my life. But I got our two beautiful people in front of me, male and female, Mr. Thompson and Aaliyah, I think that's the name. And I got a call a few days ago from my good friend Debbie Bartlett. And, you know, she's supposed to be sitting with me. And she wanted to introduce these folks to me because she believes that they can become an instrumental part of our programming here on Guardian Radio today. But she wanted to share with you what they actually do. And as Mr. Pickstock was leaving the studio just a while ago, he's actually friends with these people. He said these people are miracle workers. And so I need to hear what this miracle worker is all about, because I may need a miracle too.
Yes, sir.
Who do I have here today, Mr. Thompson? What do you do?
So my name is Eduardo Thompson. I'm an orthopedic sports therapist and also does consultant work for professional teams and organizations as well, too.
Okay. So orthopedic specialist.
Yes, sir. Neuromuscular therapist.
So I saw a little video of you. You was holding somebody's leg and bending it sideways and up and down. And boy, they wasn't crying. They looked like they was happy.
So one of the things we do, my specialty is soft tissue injuries.
Soft tissue injuries.
Yes. So okay. Anything dealing with muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, joint capsule, that's my specialty. So a lot of times when persons are in pain, a lot of times it's really soft tissue. The problem with soft tissue injuries is that it can go undetected, untreated, and it can stay dormant for years.
Mm. Like when I got that soccer injury in college, every now and then I feel like a hit in my body. That's what you're talking about?
Yes. So in a case like that, what you're really dealing with is scar tissue or adhesions. This is just the process the body goes through to repair itself. The problem is that with scar tissue, there's no elasticity. So what ends up happening is that as you work out or as you train or do any heavy lifting and muscles start to contract, the area where the scar tissue is doesn't move. And that's where you get the sticking pain. And sometimes scar tissue can, you know, pull down or press down on muscles that are laying below it.
Well, the first thing I want to say to you, just looking across the desk at you, is that it's always good to know that there are Bahamians who have taken an art to a higher level.
Yes.
We often complain about the men of our country, that we don't have the ambitions to move forward in life. But at the level that you are, you seem as if you're working even internationally with people from around the world, based on what you're talking to me, because I know Bahamian people that I know, we would normally go for no treatment like that because we're scared of the bill. How does that work?
So, you know, one of the things I always tell persons, soft tissue pain, you can live it all your life. It lays dormant. This is the one type of injury or pain that becomes chronic and debilitating at the same time. So for us, it's, you know, why would you want to live in pain? The question is, how do we solve it? And so when you look at what is present today, what we use or our application to solve soft tissue problems is either medication or injections. So it's either pain medications we will take to get rid of the pain, but it doesn't change the state. What we do is that we change the state of the structure. So everything when it comes to repair in terms of the body is going through a process to get to a state where the tissue has to repair itself. It just stays in that state.
Mm.
So when you talk about having back pain, knee pain, it's too general.
Mm.
You cannot approach a soft tissue problem. You have to actually look at the condition, the state that it's in, and then you have to figure out, where do I start? Am I dealing with inflammation? Am I dealing with scar tissue? Am I dealing with adhesions? These are all different stages that tissue goes through. The problem is that, like I said, if you're looking at back pain, it's too general. You have to identify which muscle is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you have to do. Once you do that, you can now solve the problem because you're now changing the state of the tissue.
My Lord. Aaliyah, you know, as he was speaking, and you can say hello to the Bahamian people, you're a beautiful young lady. But I ain't gonna lie to you, Aaliyah, when he was talking about that pain that don't go away and it's soft tissue and all that talk, I was thinking of people in marriage, man. I just have that pain forever that don't go away and they be stuck with it their whole life. I wonder who's gonna work that out. But go ahead, Aaliyah, because you married? You're a beautiful lady.
No, I'm not married.
Jesus, when you learn from that man right there, he said you got some pain your whole life you can't get rid of. No matter how you rub that and massage that,
That baby ain't gonna be there. You know, but go ahead, my dear. Say hello to the baby people.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, go on. You want to know who is now?
My name is Aaliyah. I help with the marketing at Anachronist Wellness. So we deal with therapy, as Mr. Thompson would have mentioned, but we're also a wellness spa and facility. So mm-hmm. we deal with skincare, acne, hyperpigmentation, mm-hmm. as well as body contouring treatments. So that non-surgical skin tightening that you want, we mm-hmm. help with that without going through surgery. So we provide a variety of services to treat the whole body.
Wow. Now, y'all got me scared. Mr. Eduardo, you got me scared. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't no handsome fella like that. So it sounded the way she said, like this could make me look handsome. But I sure when you want to make a fella like me look handsome, you got to spend some money, man. This type of thing that's expensive or what?
Not really, you know. Like I said, life is about solving problems.
Okay.
So when you look at a problem that you're having, in a case like this, you're talking about looks.
Yeah, you're talking about skin tightening. Because, see, I'm getting older, getting the skin kind of, you know,
well,
tighten up a little bit.
Prevent aging, you know, age you backwards. So that's the beauty in our treatment when we talk about skincare is starting early, right? So even if you're starting late, though, we help you maintain your collagen flow. Wow. So as you age, you know, there's less production in that in your skin. So you want to help reduce the wrinkles. So for example, when we look at skincare, once we get you on a regimen, you come in once a month, every mm-hmm. 4 weeks to maintain that skin. So getting you there and then maintaining it is what we look to help you with.
My Lord. But y'all make me feel hopeful, like I could get handsome or stay handsome. I don't know what to say. This is awesome stuff to yeah. me. You're on Paradise Island.
We're on Paradise Island.
Now, you know how we feel about that, right?
Yeah, well, listen. I always tell
people. No, anytime we cross that bridge, we get scared. The only thing we go over there to is do little Wendy's.
Well, you know, the reality of it is, mm-hmm. is that for us, it's about providing a level of service, mm-hmm. like a professional level of service for the Bahamian people, mm-hmm. By Bahamians. And like I said, we want to be able to compete fairly with the world. You know,
I like that.
And when you want to go to the world, sometimes you have to position yourself.
Yes.
Because I've learned a lot being over there. I've learned a lot in terms of who I am, mm-hmm. why I'm here, mm-hmm. and the whole purpose behind why we did what we did. You know, people look at you different.
Mm-hmm.
They treat you different, and you get it on both sides. Mm-hmm. You get it on the Bahamian side. You get it on the other side as well. And I like to tell people this. Anything that I do, it's at a level. It's at a kingdom level. That's the first thing.
Kingdom. Mm-hmm.
So don't put me in a box. Because if I'm cut from a cloth that says that I can do all things, then what is my limitation?
Tell me about that. Tell me how. And I want to take a spin on this. And I'm finally getting comfortable with this whole idea, by the way, because I've this whole concept, like I said, is something that's just new to me. How do you get from being a Bahamian? You were born here?
Yes, sir.
You went to high school here?
Yes,
which
sir.
High school?
I went to Government High for a short period of time, and then I went off to high school.
Okay, so you went through the government school system.
Yes.
And you had a vision or you had a dream?
Always had a vision.
So when did that actually begin to take shape and form that as a Bahamian, you're able to pursue that dream and make it a reality?
So for me was I got injured in high school as an athlete.
Okay.
Did therapy. Nothing worked. Was to the point where I couldn't compete. Was injured for almost a year and a half. My parents took me to the States. I got therapy during that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was that time when I realized that what needed to be done, it's possible. And when I say what needed to be done, it was a different methodology.
Mm-hmm.
And once I discovered this, I wanted to become a physical therapist. So the whole idea behind it was you go to college, you now have a career path. My roommate, who I roommate with during college, was injured every time it came to national. The biggest problem was that he was doing therapy all the time. And I'm like, you need what I got when I went to Florida. And what was that at that time? You know, they call it body work. Mm-hmm. Now it has a name, neuromuscular therapy. It has, you know, myofascia release. You have orthopedic sports therapy. So these are now the what was birthed out of that. And that's what I decided to do. Now, back to your question, what made me think that it's possible to stay in the Bahamas and to offer a service or a product to the world was that I was exposed. I was exposed to something greater. That greater didn't make me feel less than. The difference was that, can I provide it? And so I had to take the limitation off of myself. And so for me, it's now seeing where I'm at now, where clients fly from all over the world to see us.
Mm-hmm. That's what they saw. They saw celebrities and stuff coming to see y'all.
We have clients coming in from Italy. As far as Italy, they do 3 days of therapy, three times a day. Because the work that we're doing is not special, you know. It's just having an understanding of how system works. Mm-hmm. And so when we go to work, we're focusing on changing the state of tissue. And so that's where, you know, we're getting clients from. So they're coming from London. They're coming from Canada. They're coming, like I said, from Italy and professional athletes. So this is what we're now doing on November 22nd, our high-level sports performance workshop and seminar, masterclass, we've bridged together some of the best minds in sports. These are the relationships that I've forged over the years. We're bringing to the table to give Bahamian athletes, coaches, a better understanding of how we can prevent injuries, how we can maintain a consistent level of performance, and how we can correct chronic injuries. Because most of the kids that I'm seeing today, it's not that they can't compete at the level. We have some athletes that are being injured for 3 years.
So you're mentoring anyone to, like, once you retire, someone can take over this particular function, or this is a family practice, or like I said, this is all new to me.
Yeah, let me put it this way. I'm open to give whatever I have. This is all about collaboration, because for me, it's not about competition.
Mm-hmm.
What I have, I can only share or give. The difference here is that, are you willing to receive?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found for the last 25 plus years is that we have invested, we bring together, we've sought after the best methodology application. It boils down to this: do you want it?
Well, listen, what I want you to do then is go ahead, Aaliyah, let them know where we can find you. I do think you have a upcoming event where they can actually meet you all in person. Y'all people need to understand that there's some opportunities out there. As he said, he's willing to give. Are you willing to receive? These are the type of people you need to network with. These are the type of people you need to hold hands with. And for those people who have faith in God, he made mention of the word kingdom. That means that he is a kingdom citizen, I would assume.
Yes, sir.
And if you are also a kingdom citizen, then this would be your brother and this would be your sister. These are the type of friends. I use the word friends because everybody who said his friend, Chris, ain't your friend, not in this country. You got some people, boy, if you use PLP and AFM, you ain't friends no more. Or COI, you ain't friends. So, I mean, your people got to be crazy, man. Money all over the place in this country. And here are these people, they're not boasting about what they do and how much money they make. They're saying that they have an opportunity. They want to extend the opportunity to you. They want to help build interest. They want to help build people's lives. They want to even heal many of you. And they came on the show today, thanks to Debbie Bartlett, just to give you a window into what they do and how to go about meeting them. Go right ahead, Aaliyah.
Yeah, so the event that we have coming up on November 22nd, it will be at Bahamar, and it's a seminar. It's a two-day event.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 day, two events. So the seminar is for coaches, athletic trainers, strength and condition trainers, those within the sports industry, and we're giving all that we have. Like he said, it's going to be a seminar presented by himself as well as Tim Adams, who's going to be coming in.
Who's Tim Adams?
Tim Adams is a coach as well as trainer. He is a world-class leader. He's going to be sharing his methodologies, books, and giving all of himself as well. So he'll be there from 8 to 3. That's the seminar. However, our masterclass is open to all industries, entrepreneurs, those in sports, those in business, to learn and be in the room to network. So for the masterclass, we have Josh Powell coming in, who is a two-time NBA champion. We have Dr. Glenn Toby coming in, who is an entrepreneur, investor, an entertainer executive. We also have Hugo Sanchez, who is the CEO and founder of the Modi app. And we have Edwin Jackson, who will also be there, as well as Tim Adams. So all in the room on a panel from 4:30 to 6. And there will be an opportunity to network as well. And you can find all of this information about the event, as well as information about our facility, on our website at ANACHRONISTWELLNESS.com, Anachronist Wellness. You can also message us for the direct link to purchase tickets. The WhatsApp number is 552-4588, and we'll send you the link.
Repeat that number again slowly so they can get it and get that information. What's the number again? 552?
552-4588.
4588.
Yes. So that's our WhatsApp number, and you can give us a call on our landline at 322-7785 as well.
Listen, folks, they're going to be at Barmah. And for those people who have any interest in science, any interest in medicinal healing, wellness, this may be an option for you. I got to tell you, these people in the studio, they look really, really, really good. I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all must have found a fountain of youth or found a tree of life. But you're looking well right here in the Bahamas on Paradise Island. Where are y'all located on Paradise Island, by the way?
So we're located in Hurricane Hole. We're right next to the liquor store, 700 Wines and Spirits, in that plaza. You can find us.
So you get drunk or you go and get wellness. Which one you go in for today? You got to make a decision. Hurricane Hole, right next to 700. I guess they can get information from there as well?
They can get information there, so they can stop by and visit us.
Okay, man. I appreciate you all stopping in. Any parting words quickly?
I think one of the things is that this is probably one of the first time that, from a sports perspective, we're bringing together some of the most brightest minds. You know, when you look at Tim Adams, he's worked with, you know, professional football teams, three football organizations. When you look at what we're putting in a room in terms of getting our athletes to understand, our coaches to understand how to protect your investment in terms of when you transition from whether it's high school to collegiate to pro, we need to figure out how to protect it, because sometimes we jump into an opportunity and don't know the fine print. These guys can now give you the information that you need to leverage your talent and your gift. It belongs to you.
I appreciate that. And what I'm going to invite you all to do, man, is go ahead and have a conversation with Dwight Strong, station manager, over the April 302-2300, and find out how they can go ahead and assist you all in fully marketing and selling this. I am sold. I like what I'm hearing. I'm just honored to have you all sit here just to open my mind even further that these opportunities do exist. And, you know, pray for me. The next time I feel a little pain, a little bit uncomfortable, you know, movements in my body, I think I got to cross that bridge and come and give you all a visit over in Hurricane Hole. And so thank you for once again for being here, the Thompsons. And, hey, Aaliyah, keep up the good work, man. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Man,
thank you.
Good to have you all here today.
You too.
Good. Let's take a quick break, folks. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I'm going to take some calls in just a few minutes, so y'all can either bless me or cuss me out. It don't matter to me. None. It's Thursday, and I'm having a terrific time with great Bahamian people. We'll be right back.
Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Be all right. Skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we got a dug on beat now. We're gonna take care of business too.
Okay, I was trying to get them people out of the studio so you could talk politics with me for 15 minutes, but we got a special guest on the phone that Mr. Thompson wants to introduce us to. Who do you have on the line?
This is Dr. Glenn Toby. He's one of the panelists, entrepreneur, sports agent, entertainment agent, but he knows sports.
Okay, let's bring him right on in, Chris. Go ahead. Hello.
Nice to meet you. Hello, everybody.
Hey, hello to you. I was rather rude. I didn't realize that you were on the line to speak with me because I thought these were my political friends calling me to have a great political conversation for a few minutes. But you're not a PLP, FNM, or COI, eh?
You know what? I'm just a man of God that has a heart for this country and has a heart for the healing, not just in spirit and mind, but also in body. So that's where I lie. I lie with the people who will stand up in a decree of wellness, and there's not a better place than with this group right here.
Well, praise God. Well, tell us a little bit what you got going on. He's made mention of some points that you had to share with us that can empower us.
Oh, absolutely. So I have my background has been in entertainment, but I've transversed from, I'd say, music, film, and television.
Okay.
I managed LL Cool J for 4 years. I did a show with Quincy Jones called In the House. I discovered R. Kelly. I discovered David Banner and countless other recording artists. From music, I went into sports. I was an NFL agent. We did $380 million in contracts. We did Asante's $60 million deal and countless others. I sold that company. I've been doing venture capital work, managing $120 million out of Harvard Square at RCP Capital, and we're working on life sciences, ELF. And it's really amazing that I found this new family of mine, who's your family, here in the country, and on a global level, what they're doing is unprecedented. They have modalities and systems that are so in demand, that are so needed, there's such a void, that the world is coming right home to Nassau, Bahamas,
wow. To
this center to get the healing and get the information that's there. And more so, I have the honor of being able to partner with these amazing people. What Eduardo and the family have done is incredible. It's a high-level sports injury recovery seminar masterclass, but more so, it's preventive care. It's not just performance-oriented. It's not just about physical strength and resilience. It's also about preparation for sustainability. If you take a look at macroeconomics, if you take a look at microeconomics, the bridge between wellness is faith, hope, and finding resolve daily when we're unconscious in our sleep. How are we praying to God? How are we worshiping? What are the decrees? What are the things that break us down? You know, it's not just in the consciousness, but it's how the body, neuroplasticity, how our bodies heal when we're resting. And we're coming to a resting place Saturday, November the 22nd, from 8 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's plenty of time. Grand Hyatt Ballroom, Bahamar, Chubb K Room. Never happened before. We have some of the greatest athletes of our time. You know Kobe Bryant's buddy. He was right on the wing with him. Josh Powell, two-time NBA champion. Hugo Sanchez, who has a billion-dollar company that specializes in communications. He wants to make sure the people of the island and the surrounding people on the island have a chance to have their voices heard and be able to learn what Eduardo Thompson has not just taught, but has learned and continues to learn in neuromuscular and orthopedic sports. But it's not just that. It's also preservation of life. Edwin Jackson, you know him, superstar, Major League Baseball. Tim Adams, who's done everybody the biggest stars, and he's actually the person that does all the physical stuff for Usher and countless other celebrities. They're all coming home. Right here on the Milan, right on the island, people will be smiling. And there is a space for everybody. Sarah's doing some amazing things for the beautiful women, but men don't realize. When we're out here, whether we're on vacation, having a holiday, working, that sun beats the skin down. You know, hair, skin, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. And she has a master class that she's doing. They're gifting the entire island to come through in the spirit of wellness. The only way we can sustain, besides the mind, the body, and the spirit, is to have this consciousness. They've got the key. Like a key that's just off Nassau, they got the key to health.
Well, we appreciate you so much. Sounds like a whole lot of successful people will be there. And so if you are a person who has great interest in networking or in actually sitting at the feet of individuals to show you how they were able to make their dreams possible, you need to be there November 22nd at the Bahamar Chubb Key Room here in Nassau, Bahamas, 4:30 to 6 o'clock p.m.
Yes, sir.
And our guests here today, like they said, they're located right there, Hurricane Hole, right next to the 700 establishment. And you can go there and get further information, or you can give them a call. I'll let Malia send that number out one more time. And hopefully we will have a number of you Bahamian people who are looking for a new investment opportunity or new appreciation and understanding of wellness and healthcare to be in attendance with these amazing individuals. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so our WhatsApp number is 552-4588. 552-4588.
Okay, there you go, folks. Hey, this is Nassau Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. We can try this exit thing again. I don't think I get rid of people too easy. Everybody likes to be around me. They want to spend a whole day with me. I hope you want to stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh, yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're going to take care of business, too.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I am resident of Golden Isles, in my community for quite a while. Serving since 2021, this time around is Brian Brown. Beat is for Brian, beat is for Brown. Golden Isles and the FNM taking over town. Beat is for Brian.
This message has been brought to you by the Free National Movement.
Step inside the John Baptiste Jazz Club at Bahamar, where the rhythm of the islands of the Bahamas meets the soul of New Orleans. Every night, the lights dim, the music swells, and the air fills with that unmistakable energy, the kind that makes you close your eyes and just feel. Savor signature cocktails, curated small plates, and live performances from world-class musicians, all in an intimate, artfully designed space where every seat has a story. Whether it's a romantic night out or a spontaneous evening with friends, this is where you want to be. The John Baptiste Jazz Club, only at Bahamar. Reserve your table now at bahamar.com/jazzclub or through the Bahamar app, because every evening plays its own tune.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul.
All right, folks. What a Thursday it is. It's an unusual Thursday. Normally, we take a whole lot of telephone calls. I did try to allow for people to have a conversation with Darren Pickstock, the chairman of the BAIC, Corporation, and now vying for the PLP's candidacy. He's now the candidate for the PLP for the Golden Isles by-election. As I made mention, the invitation is also open to Brian Brown and Brian Roll, and I think we have the lady, I think her name's Kim. She's also vying as an independent. I saw her dressed in pink. She has a big billboard there. And she's also welcome to come and sit with us. Everyone has a right to go ahead and share what they're all about. And I feel that you, the Bahamian people, deserve to hear what their mandates are, what their plans are. But let's try not to be so insulting. Let's try to be more welcoming and more appreciative. That's all I am saying today. And for those who don't appreciate what I'm saying to you, I do understand you have a right to your opinion. I'm not going to fight you today. Call on the line. Let's go. Caller? Is there a call on the line? Next caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Mr. God.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, help me get them PI, but I asked you to call me back with months ago.
Remember? Listen to me. If I did promise and I didn't make it, I could only apologize. I am so overwhelmed. It's unbelievable. I was up 65 feet in the air yesterday dealing with bees out in Lifewood Key. And listen, man, I got home last night so exhausted, trying to help a friend out.
And I
need another me.
I know you're the girls. I'm sure you're going to be the new leader of the woman's them.
Well, the woman them do like me and I do like them, but you know, I's a straight man. You know what I mean?
He's a banana bread man.
That's my uncle's bread man. Nah, he is something else.
Yeah, but you when you harassing Gabby with the banana bread, they tell you like banana bread too.
Wait a minute.
You see what I'm saying? But that all I was trying to do was to ask what's his name, Don Brickstock, if the number could be reached, because what property I talking about in the other 25 acres.
Leave your number with the producer. And I will get that number for you again because I don't have that number he was giving. I think it was an 812 number. I have another number for him that's private, but leave your number with Chris, and I'll get it for you.
I want to give it you to assist me with getting the BI and thing, you know, to do it farm and what I want to do. You know what I mean?
You want it on your farm?
Just out of 28 acres, you see.
All right. So where your farm is?
In Crooked Island. I want to deal with that. That's all I was saying, and he's chairman of BAIC.
Yeah, call me right after the show. Let me get some of these calls out, and then
what's your number?
Leave your number to producer, and I'll give you my number.
Okay.
He has your number. I'll call you right after the show.
I'll give the number.
You just said the woman I'm sugar. I go give my number on this microphone, and I get all kind of woman calling me.
I can hold for the producer to get my number.
Yeah. Okay then, my brother. Blessings. Next call on the line. Let's go call him. Hello?
God.
Hey.
Who's that?
Man, I right here, my brother, trying to stay on my feet.
It's me again, though. God, I call you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the number what he did give me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that?
No. That's because the number what the fella calling for now.
I trying to figure out if it's just 821.
It's 812, I thought he said. It's 812 or 821? 812, I thought he said.
8128.
Yeah, I think it's 812.
812-7425.
Yeah, let Chris write that down. I hope the other fella listening, he can get that number for Crooked Island. All right, my brother. Blessings. All right, folks. It was just one of those shows today, and I had some interviews here. As a matter of fact, the last couple that was here, those are the potential sponsors for Remark on Sundays, and I was just invited to meet with them today so that I can meet them face-to-face, and hopefully we would be able to bridge the cord, and so we should be hearing from them on our weekend show, Remark, every Sunday 5 to 6:30, and they'll be bringing us more of those wellness tips and informations on how they can empower you, the Bahamian people, in business. As to the political conversation, Monday 2 to 4 p.m. right here, Nassau Guardian Radio today, we will be chopping up politics as we'll be looking at the advanced poll situation. And I'll be giving you a full show of political conversation on Monday. So I know I got you a bit off balance today, but, sometimes you just got to take your household business and
just keep the program rolling. Who do we have on the line here? Let me take this last caller. Go ahead, caller. Call on the line. Caller's gone. All right, folks, this was Nassau Radio Today. Garth Roseboro, we will see you on Monday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We should have a hot show for you as we're chopping down the political schemes of Golden Isles. And I think tomorrow you're going to have Robin Lyons. She'll be back tomorrow with you on Guardian Radio Today, 96.9. Have a great one, folks. It was good being with you.
Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel all right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you.